Saram, dear listeners, I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a very sweet bhajan. It is on Radha and Krishna. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe.
So this is what we will learn now. It has this one line as the lyric. This is what is sung in different tunes. So we will move on to the lyrics, the tune, the raga. And then we will listen to two former students of Bhagwan's University who had the chance to participate in the Radha Bhakti drama way back in 1985. We will listen to their amazing experiences of performing in the presence of Bhagwan in a drama written and directed by Bhagwan himself. So let's get started.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe. This bhajan is being sung in the scale E Pancham.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe.
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 Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala 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 Radhe.
So that's the sweet and simple melody on Lord Krishna, and Brother Srinivasulu in his beautiful voice gave us a lovely demonstration of how it flows. For those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about the composition. Brother Anirudh is here to share with us his insights on the raga of the bhajan. It will definitely help us to get the tune right once we know the swaras behind this composition. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the makeup of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
Actually, I feel you need not know a technical music background to really enjoy this bhajan.
Absolutely.
Because it falls into the dhun.
Absolutely.
Category.
Yes.
So you just sing freely to the Lord.
Yeah.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe.
When you are in actually a prayer session mode, like in a room or something, yes, you just sing freely without even harmonium or...
Yes.
Means the bhajan is so... the bhajan is so made like that.
Yes.
That even without the support of any instrument,
yes,
it sounds so beautiful. And it really connects you to Krishna. So, but if you take as a, like if you sing it in a prayer session or something, yeah, you need to have a, in Sai Center or many samithis, so you need to have a support of harmonium. And so then, yeah, it really adds some more energy to the whole bhajan. And the whole bhajan has a folk flavor.
Yes.
It's a beautiful tune where it really makes you imagine the Rasa Leela, the bond between Radha and Krishna. And the most beautiful part of this bhajan is just one line. So it's the same line coming four times in a different tune. If you ask me the notes in which this bhajan is taken from, the raga background of it, I think it's almost all are like shuddha notes, except the knee is the komal. So sa re ga ma pa dha ni ni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa re ni 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 sa. So there's a raga called Hari Kamboji in the Carnatic classical music with this arohana and avarohana. And you have many bhajans also in this flavor. Generally, it depends on the composition, how it is made, to mix the komalni and the shuddhani together. Depends on the feel of the composition.
Bada chitta chora vrindavana sanchara ni Govinda Gopala he nandalala Radhe Gopala ni bhajo radhe govinda bhajo ni.
So all these bhajans have that similar flavor of having the komal ni. All are beautiful, vibrant bhajans. And also in the same line of making it as a dhun, suppose, yes, if you are singing, as I mentioned before, in a home bhajan session where you don't have that boundary of first speed, second speed, then stop, you know, you don't have that 45 minutes where other singers are all sitting in the sessions and then the bhajan takes place. So you're basically free in a home bhajan session. So if you want to use this as a prayer,
yes,
these kind of bhajans are my top priority.
Yeah.
So because you can go on like a dhun.
Yes. Absolutely.
And maybe we can just have a small glimpse of the dhun extension of this bhajan.
Yeah.
Which we can do in our home.
Yes.
And we'll try to just sing the name of Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
We'll have some.
No, just like when you do mantra japa,
yeah,
you take Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Narayanaya.
Yeah.
And you know, you just keep chanting.
Yeah.
This bhajan, you know, belongs to that category because it's just
Absolutely.
One line.
Yeah.
You don't have to think much.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
there you chant, here you sing.
Yeah.
And it's just one line.
Yeah.
You can do chant 108 times, sing 108 times, sing 1008 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopal Radhe.
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 Should be like this, you know, you just, the bhajan just sucks you completely into it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It fills the air with a lot of energy because
absolutely.
That's the power of the namam.
Absolutely. Namam and bhavam, rupam, everything comes together.
Yeah. And when we actually sing this kind of bhajan, then we know why Bhagavan always, you know, in his bhajans, he took to such an energizing tempo.
Yes.
That the whole hall, everybody clapped loudly and sang
yes.
for Swami.
Yes.
All in the same note, singing
absolutely.
For Swami. So that feeling is something very unique. When we do at home such kind of fast bhajans,
yes.
Or the bhajans which have a single line, single name going on and on, best time to do all these bhajans is Akhanda Bhajan time.
Yeah.
Because you have
time.
Lot. Yeah, you have time basically.
Luxury of time,
yeah. So there you can have all this. Even the vintage bhajan like Shankha Chakra Pitambar Dhare Karuna Sagar Shama Murari. We can try these bhajans
very
during the
bhajan, yeah.
Akhanda bhajans in the Sai centers.
Yes.
They can do a 15 minute version of this bhajan by just chanting this.
In fact, that is how bhajans used to be in the earlier
exactly.
Era.
Yeah.
I mean, we are talking about the vintage
yeah.
bhajans and if you speak to Iradi sir and Mohan Rao sir,
yeah.
I think in the 60s and 70s, you had bhajan sessions which used to go for 2 hours
yeah.
and each bhajan was like 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 to 20
so
minutes.
Bhajans went on in various speeds.
Yeah.
So I think, well, that is how the bhajan movement started, but I think as it became a larger movement and
exactly.
a lot more people came in and
yeah.
you had to sort of bring in some procedures and some standardization.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that is the core of
crux, yeah.
The soul of how the bhajan movement began.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as Swami always mentions in discourses, Sant Guru Nanak started the community singing.
Yes.
And from there originated the, as I mentioned, community singing.
Yes.
And the Pandari Bhajan group, which yes. our Swami yes. formed. And from then onwards, the way he started the Nagar Sankirtan.
Yes.
And then he yeah. got the Prashanti Mandir Bhajans.
Yes.
Just amazing.
That Kirtana became Samkirtana. Yeah. Sankirtana, everyone coming together. That's really beautiful. And when bhajans are so simple and so melodious and so captivating, you know, they are such a perfect fit.
Yeah.
For Nama Sankirtana.
And everybody can participate. That is the most simple, absolutely. Most important part of it. Everybody can sing this bhajan.
Yes.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe. They just need to get the tune.
Yes.
Maybe just 2 to 3 times if we hear the bhajan.
Yes.
Sing along with the lead singer. Get the tune right. Then absolutely we can
yeah.
participate in
from
such
a
simple
kid to
yeah.
to someone very accomplished musician. Everyone will love
yeah.
A bhajan like this. Yeah.
And that is the uniqueness of bhajan, that yes. everybody can participate, everybody can sing
yes.
this particular genre.
Amazing. Anyway, I think we have to do the swaras because we do it in every session.
yeah. It will help the harmonium
yes.
Players also to know what are the swaras associated with this bhajan. So let's take the first line.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe Sa 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 re ma 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 ga ma pa ma ga re ga re sa 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 re ma 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 ga ma pa ma ga re ga re sa Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe Sare ni ni re re ga ma ga re ga sa 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 Sare ni ni re re ga ma ga re ga sa 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 Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe Pa 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 da sa sa
Of course, we did a very beautiful dhun, so I think the beat is very clear, but for the sake of completion of this segment, let's just do the beat also.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Adi Talam in the Carnatic classical music and Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopa
Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe
As we are doing the beat, I was actually reminded of not a similar bhajan in terms of raga, but the feel Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna.
Yes.
And in fact, one more vintage bhajan. Radhe Radhe Vrindavan Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe Radhe.
Yes, yes.
So, means these are like a dhun kind of Radha dhun bhajans.
Yes.
Maybe we can call it that way.
Yeah. Of course, another unique thing about this bhajan also is all the bhajans are just that one line. All the lines are just that.
Same
all lines. Lyrics. Yeah. You know?
Just one line being sung 4 times
in
different
tunes. Yeah.
You even have example, other examples for such a unique thing, like
Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram 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 Jaya Sita Ram.
It's the same mantra.
Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram Vigneshwaram Bhajore Manasa Vignahara
Then of course you have the bhajans.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
This is a special category of bhajans. Yeah. You just don't have to think about the lyrics. You know?
Yeah. In fact, helps better to connect.
Yeah, because, you know, lyrics are already so easy. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Pishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So, dear listeners, with that, we are done with the raga, the beat. And it's time now to move on to bhava. The lyrics are so simple in this bhajan. It is just only Radha and Krishna, Radha and Govinda. In March 1967, Bhagwan was in Mumbai and he had taken along with him 60 little boys who were students of Satya Sai Veda Shastra Pathshala. Bhagwan had set up this institution in Prashant Nilayam in the 60s to inculcate Vedic learning in young minds. And when Bhagwan went to Mumbai in 67, he took along with him all these boys, and Swami had written two plays and he taught these boys to enact them, and they did enact them in Mumbai. One was on Radha. It was called Radha Bhakti. Professor Kasturi gives more details about it in Satyam Shum Sundaram, where he writes, Radha Bhakti is an elevating play full of popular lilts and folk dances which delineate the pure devotion of the simple cowherds towards Krishna, who had captured their hearts to the exclusion of everything else. It rescues the reputation of Radha from the absurd sensual calumny to which low tastes have subjected her. The play centers round the festival organized at Vrindavan to celebrate the raising of the Govardhana peak by Krishna in his boyhood. Krishna accepts the invitation of the cowherds, who yearn to see him and pay homage to him. Nanda and Yashoda, his foster parents, are also happy that they can feast their eyes on him. Preparations are made by the cowherds to receive Krishna, who brings the noble Rukmini with him, but not the other queen, Satyabhama. Satyabhama is too jealous of the attachment that Radha has for her own lord. At Vrindavan, Radha is forced to remain indoors, for she was a wild sprite running hither and thither in search of a treasure she has lost. Her treasure being Krishna. But Krishna himself halts before her door, and when she is brought before him, Krishna elucidates the true nature of divine love, of which Radha was the purest representative. So this is a brief synopsis of the drama. In an episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside in 2012, I had the chance to speak to Dr. Shivshankar Sai, who played the role of Krishna, and Dr. S. Kumar, who enacted as Radha, when Bhagwan asked the boys to stage this drama once again during his 60th birthday in 1985. So here is an excerpt from that conversation.
Even the thought of reliving those memories is very, very beautiful for me, because this drama, Radha Bhakti, was conceptualized, written and totally directed by Bhagwan. He dictated the dialogues, songs, composed the music tunes, took personal care in getting the costumes and sets ready for the drama. Everything was done by him, and we were really very, very fortunate to be part of such a drama where the director of the universe was our director.
Yes.
Usually, the convocation dramas are an offering of love of Bhagwan's students to him. This drama was put up on 21st of November in 1985, the eve of the momentous 60th birthday celebrations. Swami spent so much of time giving, training us and giving the message of love to the devotees on the eve of 60th birthday.
And what was your role in the drama, sir?
Swami blessed me with the role of Krishna.
Wow, so you are Krishna, you are the hero of that drama. How wonderful is that? Oh, that is a tremendous blessing.
His grace.
Incidentally, sir, I remember sometime back, I had the opportunity to talk to Dr. S. Kumar.
Yes.
Who was known for singing, for his beautiful voice.
He was the Radha.
He was the Radha. Yes.
By Bhagwan.
Yes. So, and I remember while talking to him, he narrated very beautiful things about his experience of being a part of the Radha Bhakti drama. I interviewed him for our program, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, sometime back. And I think it would be nice if you listen to a small clip of his reminiscences.
That would be wonderful.
Reminiscences of that particular experience.
The second part of the 60th birthday was the drama. Bhagwan called a few set of boys and we didn't know what Swami was planning. He said, I'm planning for a drama before really finalizing on that drama, and said, it is a drama which Swami has written and it has got so many songs which Swami has written and tuned them. So those who want to play key roles in this need to learn from Swami all these songs. So, you know, we knew that it should be somebody who was singing in the mandir. At that point of time, next morning, he called me for an interview and asked me, Kumar, I want to tell you that the role in this drama is not a man role, it's a lady role. Then he asked me, is it okay if you act as a lady? Do you mind? Do you think the boys in the hostel will make fun of you?
Oh.
If it is not okay, you can tell me.
Oh my God.
I was like thinking, how can Bhagwan ask, is it okay? If it's not okay, you can tell me. I right away said, Swami, perfectly fine, whatever Swami wants. And then Swami said, if you accept this role, there are a lot of things in for you. Swami can teach you how to dance, how to talk, how to act, how to sing. So many things Swami can teach you. Do you want to accept really? Swami, I said, I'm really ready for this, Swami, please. So then he called all the boys again and said, we will have S. Kumar as Radha. So that's how he said. And now we will choose all other characters. He went ahead with choosing so many other characters. And finally, he just goes around for darshan. Look at the global perspective. He just goes for darshan and then comes back with a bunch of boys inside. So these are all the Gopikas who will act. So these are all the Gopalas. He'll go for one more round and tuck, you know, he'll just pick up and then. So, you know, finally Swami kept Krishna as a very, very secret role.
Oh.
And one fine day, Swami wanted the role of Krishna to be somebody who can deliver dialogues in Telugu, very strong. Whereas the role of Radha should be to sing more. What I'm saying is, like, the vision of this whole thing, this basically, Swami, how much ever he may really own something, he still takes the permission of that person.
Oh, yeah.
Respects so much of individual feelings. And if Swami can do that to ordinary individuals like us who are just his own students in the university, how much we can have to take care when we deal with people. That is one very important lesson. And the real drama was, there are so many songs, but the point is that at every stage, he came for watching this play. Something like, I can easily tell you, he visited the university as a chancellor to see that the drama which is going to be played in front of the Prime Minister of India is really being represented as the best university. He wanted the best practice to be put forth for it. How much he carries through his own university to project to somebody outside. How we have to carry ourselves to practice and show something in front of him. So that is what we need to work on. In this, he would have come to institute at least 50 times easily.
50 times?
50 times. Morning and evening and morning and evening.
Oh my God.
He used to come. It was like 3 months duration. From August, he started this whole thing. August, September, October. In November, he used to come occasionally. So he started this whole practice initially to give dialogues. We used to sit and write down our dialogues. You know, he'll say whatever, he'll dictate. So we'll write them down. And so he will check whether you have written it down correctly. Because sometimes in my case, I had to write it in Tamil because I could not read and write Telugu. So he'll ask me to read through and check whether I've written the syllables correctly. So much care, you know, in terms of, you know, delivery or execution of a particular project. I think Bhagwan was so thorough in his work every day. So that is what we understood.
Yeah, 50 times to university, I mean, you must have had so many chances of interaction.
Absolutely, and he will teach line by line of every song, word by word. So if there's a song like what, for example, Okkanadaina O Chakkanaya. So Okkanadaina, Swami will say Okkanadaina. Then we'll write down. O Chakkanaya. So dictation of the song. Nato. So how much time it'll take? It'll take it forever. The whole 2 hours of interview time in the mandir will be for giving you something. The action will happen in the institute auditorium. Those days we call it the institute. Swami will come and see how each and every scene is taking shape. So, scene by scene, he will cut down and say, hey, the role of Radha is to be majestic, not to be cheap. He will check that too.
Dignified.
Yeah, very dignified. Do not think of the role of Radha as someone who is portrayed in all other movies and pictures in a very different way. She's such a devotee, and that is where Swami gave the meaning of Radha in one of those dialogues. He said, Radhaki Adharam Dhara Aradhan. He said, take the word Radha, R-A-D-A. Radha, Aradh, Dhara, Adhar. All are inside this, Swami said. So the basis of Radha is to pour tears of love for Krishna. That's what it means. That's all he defined. That's your role in the drama. You need to think of Krishna, and the moment you think of Krishna, you should feel so happy. Tears of joy should come, not tears of sorrow. So whenever you chant the name Krishna, there should be happiness. You can always go back. This is a human form. So there's a song in this, Niluva Nida, Leni Bratuku, Ni Korakani Moyudana. So there's a lot of meaning to that. Krishna, it'll come. So, you know, you're a human part of it. Niluva Nida Leni Bratuku. You know, it's like, because there is a scene in this drama where Radha is separated, you know, from the whole village, where she cannot even see Krishna when he's visiting Repalle. So that's a sad song. But when Swami said, the moment she says Krishna, the moment she becomes joyful.
Oh.
No one would have ever taught this kind of concepts. These are all concepts which are very, very powerful, which means
what? Actually, I think here, Radha is only a medium. Swami is teaching us how to be his devotees.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it right. Every one of us is Radha. Swami says that there's only one Purushottama. Everybody is Prakriti. When you chant God's name, the whole energy has to take different shape. That is a concept which I learned at the lotus feet. Since then, I apply it in my bhajan singing.
Amazing.
Wherever it may be. It's like, it should be a boost of energy. The moment they hear a word, people should feel, wow. Not for wow, for appreciation.
I know.
It is for, man, I really wait for this. So much of love, joy should be heard. Yes. For example, today we heard this Vanamali Vasudeva. Such a beautiful bhajan. What is the first line of that?
Vanamali Vasudeva. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana.
Exactly. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. It's so beautiful. You won't believe. I can tell you. In the crowd, when I heard the same bhajan on Jan 3rd and today, the crowd burst with energy immediately. Because that is how one should compose a song too. Imagine. Composition has to be so carefully done so that it can burst energy out for people. And this bhajan is so powerful in terms of giving joy for so many people and the kind of the style with which it runs. So that is why bhajans are very powerful and the most powerful equipment in the whole world as I see it, because it can burst so much energy.
Right.
We all are given this opportunity to sing. So that is why Swami said, when I ask you to sing Krishna, it's got to be happy. So,
Niluva Nida. Leni bratuku ni korakani moyudana.
Krishna, Krishna. It should not be like that. Krishna niluvani. Again, you will go back to, because human being is made ups and downs. He knows that. But that is where he proved as to how Radha is an evolved soul. So Swami said, in this play, I am giving you a very crucial role. Do not talk much. Talk less. Think through every word of these songs which I have composed. And be alone and think of Swami. And then you will get into the mood of being Radha automatically. So we give our level best. Yes. How far best we did, we do not know. But on the last day, sometimes the mics didn't work. Sometimes, you know, whatever. But still, you should see at the end of the whole play. When the whole play is going on, Swami will live through the whole drama as a message. And for him, what is the outcome of this whole drama? It was the best ever. Other audience were saying, I couldn't even hear some of the dialogues. I couldn't even follow through some of the, you know, scenes. But Swami comes back and tells, this is really good. Very nice. Isn't it, Prime Minister? And he would say, what Bhagavan says is truth, right? So Bhagavan is so excited and he gave Chalabaji, sir, Andaru Chalabaji, sir. It's very good. So I think the lesson we have learned in this drama is every moment, if you can make anything what you do, is so energetic and more happy and joyous for you as well as others, then you have met the objective.
So that was Dr. S. Kumar, who had the unique privilege of enacting the role of Radha. And now let's listen to the one who was Krishna. So please, sir, Shivshankar Sai, sir, as you heard to Dr. S. Kumar, sir, you must have definitely jogged your memory and possibly relived those blissful moments of being part of that timeless epic, I should say.
Yes, Vishu. Bhagwan chose me as Krishna. In fact, one day suddenly Swami called me inside the entire room and asked me, I want boys to put up a program for 60th birthday. Will you be a part of that?
Mm-hmm.
As Brother S. Kumar mentioned, Swami asking us whether we will be willing to participate in his drama. You know, it was a very, very nice moment. I just fell at his feet. I said, Swami, that will be the greatest opportunity for me. Because by then I had seen how Swami spends time with the students. And then I never imagined that Swami would pick me up, and that too for a very major role.
And I heard that Swami kept this a secret for a very long time.
I didn't know. Maybe Swami was choosing. Swami was probably weighing with for many people. And then it was his grace that he gave me that opportunity. Now, apart from that, I also remember the day when Bhagwan called all of us to the interview room. He said, the previous day he told me, he said, get a fat notebook, come by 3:30 tomorrow. I will dictate the drama. And then we all went. By 3:25, Bhagwan came for darshan and then called all of us inside. By 3:30, we were seated inside the interview room. I was sitting right at his lotus feet next to the interview room chair. And then Swami said, he went inside and then got a big fat notebook, a ruled notebook he showed us. He said, I had written this Radha Bhakti drama sometime back, but it's a very big drama. I will give you only one part of it. And then told me to take down the dictation. I was so fortunate. He started telling the dialogues, singing, as Brother Kumar mentioned. He would sort of modulate his voice and then tell the dialogue. And then I would dutifully write down, scribble
on
the my...
scribe, God's scribe.
No, it was his grace. I was writing the thing in Telugu. And he would correct it. He would stop every now and then to explain the concept. The devotion of Radha towards Krishna He says it was a pure love, unselfish. It is not tainted by the worldly love. And he, as is the case with Swami's dramas, it'd be full of songs.
Yes.
And then he would sing the song. Even while dictating, he'd compose the songs and then change, you know, very nicely, and puts the words appropriate to the occasion. And then ask Yash Kumar to see whether the tune is okay or not. And that's how it went on for 2 full days. In the afternoons, 2.5 hours, he dictated the entire drama. After that also, subsequently, in fact, as Kumar mentioned, that he would make the students tell the dialogues and then correct on the spot and then embellish it. In fact, I remember that Entha Kalam E Badhal,
the beautiful song from the Radha Bhakti,
beautiful
drama.
Song Swami was singing, and you know, he would explain the meaning of that song and says the devotion which Radha had for Krishna was something which is unparalleled. Develop that devotion. Maybe, I think we should.
Yeah, I think that song is something which we sang in front of Bhagwan in a program that
we did
for Bhagwan in Ugadi 2010. It was a Radha Bhakti program, and a few of us who were working in the ashram had the opportunity to present the program. And as you mentioned, in that program we had this many padyams and songs.
Beautiful.
And one of the singers on that occasion was Sai Krishna. Unfortunately, he's here with us. Sai Krishna, thank you so much for being with us on this program.
Thank you.
Can you please sing this particular song, Sai Krishna, which sir is referring to?
Yeah, I would sing, but just I want to say a small thing.
Sure.
Like sir was saying, Radha Bhakti, when they were doing, Swami started dictating and he took so much time to explain each role and everything. When, if you remember, when we sang this occasion in 2010, Swami had the same love for this theme.
Absolutely.
Because in those times, in 2010, to get Swami's time for 4 hours was like something very big. And he called us into that residence area, yes. And we had the sessions. And Swami was again, same keen interest which he showed 25 years back. I mean, 85th birthday, that's almost 85th birthday. This was like 60th birthday.
Yes.
The same interest he showed, because it is his story and it never fades away for him. Anyway, I'll just sing the song.
ఎంత కాలమే బాధల్ కృష్ణ
which we could sing. And it is even when one of us was singing, Swami was just telling, you know, you to feel the pain of Radha. Entha kalam ee badhal. And I think sir can explain more on it.
Yes sir, please go on sir. I mean, the melancholy in the song is so obvious, but Swami gave you more insights.
Swami kept on explaining the purity of Radha's love. He says, boys, develop that love, then the Lord will be with you. In fact, he mentioned that inasmuch as Radha was attached to Krishna, Krishna too was attached to Radha because of this love. This love which can bind the Lord to the devotee forever.
Yes.
I should also like to mention that the drama which Bhagavan has written had all the rasas.
All the rasas.
Not only the bhakti bhavam, which is of course all through the drama, but all other types of rasas also Swami beautifully portrayed in that 1 hour. The supremacy of the Radha's love, of course, was the main thing. The jealousy of Satyabhama too was beautifully brought out by Bhagwan through the songs and also through the dialogues. In fact, I remember Swami writing the dialogue. Swami said, Satyabhama was so jealous of Radha because Krishna was constantly thinking of Radha only, even though she was next to him. She does not even want to pronounce the word Radha when she was talking to her servant maid. Said, no, that lady will be coming tomorrow. And then the maid asked, who, Amma, who's that lady? Said, no, Dhara, Dhara. Said, what is Dhara? Said, no, read it reversely, I don't want to even pronounce that name. No, such was her jealousy, and beautifully, very playfully, Swami brought it out.
There was a humorous scene possibly in the drama.
Yes, beautiful humor Swami would have whenever, that scene is enacted. Scene was, beautifully depicted there. Swami also brought out the simple, innocent love of the villagers and the joy which the villagers expressed when they hear that Krishna would be coming to Vrindavan. That was also Swami wrote a song, Kittaya Vachinat Nischayamuga.
Yes. That's a very lively song.
Yeah, very. There is a folk tune to that Swami gave, and it is a beautiful song. I don't know if you have that.
Yeah, in fact, that song also was part of our program which we staged in front of Bhagwan. So maybe we'll play a few lines of that.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
నిశ్చయముగా మన కట్టాలు బాపు నట చిట్టి దేవుడు కిట్టయ్య వచ్చు నట నిశ్చయముగా మన కట్టాలు బాపు నట చిట్టి దేవుడు నమ్మి గొల్చు వారలకు సిరి ఉండు అతని లెక్క చేయ నట్టి వారి కుక్కుగుండు చక్కనయ్య చెంత చేరి మక్కువతో ముక్కగానే చక్కనయ్య చెంత చేరి మక్కువతో ముక్కగాని ముక్తి మూయకున్న ముక్తి చిక్కునమ్మ ముక్కు మూయకున్న ముక్తి చిక్కునమ్మ హే కిట్టయ్య వచ్చు నట నిశ్చయముగా మన కట్టాలు బాపు నట చిక్కి దేవుడు ముక్తి భుక్తి వేరు కాదు బుచ్చి తల్లి అతని భక్తి ఒక్కటున్న చాలు ప్రియ చెల్లి అల్లి పిల్లి ఆటలకు నల్లనయ్య చిక్కడమ్మా అల్లి పిల్లి ఆటలకు నల్లనయ్య చిక్కడమ్మ ఎల్ల వేళలుల్ల మందు తల్లడిల్లరే ఎల్ల వేళలుల్ల మందు తల్లడిల్లరే హే పిట్టయ్య
Yes, that was the rural, rustic and lively tune, Kittaya Vachunata. Tell us more, sir.
In this song, Swami describes how one can reach the Lord Krishna. He says, you don't have to do many things. Just think of Him, worship Him with all your heart and be near Him. That is enough to fetch the entire prosperity of the world and the very mukti itself for you. And he is bound only by love, nothing else. So the folk tune is very, very enchanting. In fact, Swami also brings in the same scene, the conversation between two villagers, rustic villagers, and then brings out the efficacy of the devotion, the madness of Radha for Krishna. In fact, one of them said, why is that Radha is so mad after Krishna? Then the other person tells, he said, unless there is some sweetness in that, why would anyone go for that anyway? Mm-hmm. There must be something very, very sweet. And for all the madness in the world, the devotion to God, the madness of devotion to God is the least harmful and most productive.
Most beneficial.
You know, so beautiful, most beneficial. So Swami, you know, brought out the essence of bhakti and the usefulness of bhakti, even in the normal terms, to everyone. The central theme of the drama, as I mentioned, is the pure love of Radha for Krishna. And Swami, in fact, very often would go out of the dialogues and then explain this theme. And one particular thing which really struck me was that Swami said, at the end of this, Radha was so full of Krishna, he started seeing Krishna everywhere.
Yes.
On the river banks, on the leaves and the trees, she would only see Krishna and no one else. He said, Swami said, that is the very Advaita, Advaita Darshanam Jnanam. That's the very essence of the entire philosophy and all the Vedas and then all the Shastras. So, Swami said that just having this pure devotion to the Lord, you will get that ultimate mukti of realizing the Lord and seeing the Lord everywhere. That I felt, and Swami kept on stressing that part all through, and that was a great experience for all of us to learn such the highest of the philosophy, the quintessence of the philosophy of the Indian tradition.
Even if you take the path of jnana, they say even to acquire and reach the Lord in the path of jnana through bhakti, it is very easy actually.
It's easy. That's what Swami keeps saying, and that is a prescription which Bhagwan has given to all the devotees, that just in this Kali age, Namasmarana, the bhakti is the easiest way to reach the Lord. And I would say that the greatest thing which I have learned from being part of this Radha Bhakti drama which Bhagwan directed was this love for the Lord. Let's all develop that, and that will save all of us.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you so much for sharing your personal reflection, listening from someone who was part of it and someone who has experienced this. Yes, sir.
In fact, Swami summarized the entire theme, the last song.
Yes.
The Prabhu Ni Namam.
Prabhu Ni Namam. Yeah, I remember.
But you must have.
Yeah. We have that song too. That was a very, again, very meaningful song.
Very meaningful.
Very meaningful song. Let us listen to that, a few lines of that.
చెరకురసం కదలీ ఖర్జూరం కమ్మణి చెరకురసం చక్కెర తేన పండ్లు సార విహీనాలు ప్రభు నీ నామమే రాధకు మధురాహారం ప్రభు నీ నామమే రాధకు మధురాహారం నీ కరుణ హరిహరి నీ స్మరణ నీ కరుణ హరిహరి నీ స్మరణ అది ఏ భూషణం ధరా పోషణం ప్రతిజీవికి ముక్తి సాధకం ప్రభు నీ నామ ప్రభు నీ నామ చింతనే సదానందము ఈ రాధ భక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం.
సో దాట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ రాధ భక్తి. At least we got a glimpse of it listening to Dr. Shivshankar Sai and Dr. S. Kumar. There is no end to this love story. It is a love story that all of us are actually living. Some know it, some do not know it. But we are all in this. We are all here seeking love. We are all here waiting to be loved. And we are all here learning how to love. Let us pray that we imbibe at least a fraction of this divine love, because that alone will make our lives lighter and brighter. With this prayer in mind, let's sing this bhajan once again as it is sung in the divine presence of Bhagwan in Sai Kulwanthar. Episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. So it's time to move on now to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. I will be back for a fresh episode of Vahini Satsang. And today as guest we have Professor G. Venkat Raman. So that will start at 8:30. For now, you are with Prem and Harishankar for Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sairam.